A local naturalist is sounding the alarm over the proposed site of Tiny Township's new administrative center. Paul Bell, a forest entomologist, says ice age grass has been identified and documented as growing directly adjacent to and perhaps on the proposed construction site located just north of the Huronia Regional Airport. Bell says that finding means any planned construction or design work should be halted immediately. A similar situation occurred on Christian Island, Bell tells Midland Today. A planned construction of a community center had to be stopped to have its footprint altered. The ice age grass was relocated to a nearby suitable habitat. Ice age grass, Aristida biceramea, is considered a critically endangered species in Canada. Like the eastern meadowlark, butternut, tree, grass pickerel, monarch butterfly or Blanding's turtle, they are all species at risk in Canada, Bell says. All endangered species are protected by law against harm, harassment, capturing or threat. Bell notes and government documents back up his assertion that ice age grass only grows in two areas in all of Canada, near Cozaville, Quebec and in Tiny Township. This grass has a spiritual relationship with the Huron-Wendat and Anishinaabe people, and a connection to their settlements, historical movements and their canoe routes around Tiny, Beausoleil, Christian Island and Cozaville, Bell says. The forked free-awned grass stands about 15 centimeters tall and is quite unremarkable, according to a Parks Canada document. The people of the Beausoleil First Nation had lived with the plant for thousands of years and they didn't distinguish it from other grasses, Parks Canada notes. But now the First Nation residents are active stewards for this endangered species. And while protection and recovery strategies for this grass exist on Christian and Beausoleil Islands as well as Macy Lake, Bell says most of Tiny Township does not have a policy for its recovery and protection. Activities that destroy ice age grass, as shown in multiple federal and provincial studies, include construction of buildings, drainage changes and soil disturbances, Bell says. This directly terminates the grass along with harming other species at risk, thereby encouraging the growth of invasive exotics. A request for comment from the township was not received by Press Time. However, in the township's official plan, it states that provincially significant wetlands, including up to 120 meters beyond them, are to be treated as Environmental Protection 1. That means, according to Bell, that no buildings, structures or any site alteration are permitted within this designation that could lead to the threat of habitat disturbance of an at-risk species. An environmental assessment and detailed species at-risk study must be thoroughly completed before any shovel is put into the ground at the proposed site of the administrative center, Bell says. Adherence to the law of the Endangered Species Act is not a debatable issue. Parks Canada goes on to note that the annual grass is more common in parts of the United States with the very few Canadian locations fall in the northern limits of forked free-awned grass. Awns are bristles, which help protect the plant's flowers. The grass's sand-barren habitat is very restricted and shrinking in area, Parks Canada explains. It is naturally maintained by phenomena such as fires, storms and drought. Land development has eliminated much of this habitat. In the absence of natural disturbance factors, particularly fire, what remains is steadily being lost. A large concentration of forked free-awned grass is found on Christian Island. And since the species also occurs in Georgian Bay Islands National Park, Parks Canada has taken the lead in preparing a federal recovery strategy for the species.